Look where the rafters disappear as they rise to the left. There's a flat area about 2 feet wide between the disappearing rafters and the top of the arcade, effectively where the original south wall of the nave was. The horizontal sole pieces of the nave timbers protrude into the aisle below the flat area, just as you would expect if the structure of the timbers here was essentially the same as the north timbers. So we have the same structural characteristic as in the nave. The structure of the roof timbers here with vertical props, the ashlar pieces resting on the wall rather than the rafters themselves resting on the walls, relates to the raising of the roof essentially by the height of these props without the external walls being raised. Very unusually, the ends of the supporting braces rest on the capitals of the arcade piers. This doesn't really look right. It looks rather like a temporary structure which ended up being permanent. Though the aisle roof timbers look very old, you can see that many of them show evidence such as mortises indicating they've been recycled. It is now time to go outside again and have a good look at the church externally.